Hey, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of The Startup Trip, we're going to talk about competitive product development.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Right?
Yeah, so that's what we're calling it.
That's what we're calling. We just coined this. And it's basically a phenomenon that we're seeing in SaaS with some of our companies and our products, where you have software in a category that's competitive, which is most categories.
Yeah, most software, unless you pick a really, really archaic niche or somewhere where there's like only enterprise software.
Yeah. Most of them are going to be very competitive.
Yeah.
And in those categories today, because of the resources that are out there, because of the knowledge, because of the technology, because of the skill and the resources, product development is moving faster and the standards are going up at a faster pace than we ever used to.
Yep.
So both keeping up with that, you know, seeing your competitors adding some things that made you unique, or seeing certain companies that are big categories in your space kind of just copy the little thing that made up your entire product.
Yeah.
Right. And absorb the value that you're offering to the market.
Yeah, and give it to their customers.
Give it to the customers.
Sometimes for free.
For free, right? Where you were the add-on to that platform.
That's right.
Now there's no need to add
anything. Now you will not exist.
Yeah. And also the quality of UI and UX and design speed, the quality of platform parity,
it's all
right?
Up.
It's all up. The customer expects this thing not just to be on the web, but to work on all browsers, on all operating systems, but they also expect it to work on all smartphones, all tablets. They expect a million different things because this is just the standard is moving up really, really rapidly. And I think that's something that, well, if you're already established in a market, it's a pressure, a competitive product development pressure that you're feeling in your space. If you're not, if you're just launching something, I think it is a fact that many people are not yet aware of because it's not been talked about a lot yet. So I think a lot of people that are thinking about starting a business or starting a side business, they're just like, let me have a simpler version of something that's already existing and I'll have my little niche. But then what we see in many categories, the sales categories, sales enablement, quote unquote, category is a great one for this, is that there's all these little tools that are an add-on to a CRM. Let's just call it that, right? They allow you to do
like they track email opens or something.
Yeah, they track email opens, or they allow you to do to send outbound emails in a sequent fashion or something. They start, and then because it's fairly simple to build what they do, but it provides good value, there's like there's a shit ton of competitors. Like that outbound email thing that I described, there is an incredible amount.
This is like the last 18 months.
Yes.
Like since the beginning of last year, you just saw an explosion.
Explosion.
Yeah.
Explosion. And there's 20 companies that just do this thing.
And it is.
I know a guy that's doing this out of the Ukraine that it took them literally like 2 or 3 months and the product looks polished as fuck. Like it just looks great because they didn't have to do a lot of customer development. They knew there's people paying for this. They knew that it creates value. They looked at what other people do. They have great resources to develop and design things. So boom, they have a product that looks great, right? Right out of the bed in a very short period of time. And you have like venture-funded companies and you have single founders. You know, I know a guy in Switzerland that has a product that competes with these venture-funded products. And just from how it works, it does the same
thing. It's not any different.
Right? So you have that. And then at the same time, you have the bigger players in the market that have more complex products that look at this, that look at our customers are paying some extra money for this add-on, and they're thinking, maybe we will add this as a feature functionality.
And it's easy as any company, large or small, just asking their customers, what else do you use?
Yeah.
What else do you use?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, you like it. Oh, okay. You can't live without it? Oh, okay. We're just going to add it.
Yes.
How about that? They'll be like, oh, yeah, we could cut off that, pay that little company then.
Yeah. So how do we, so this is an issue today. I think that more and more companies are finding themselves in as they continue to do their product development. They see that it's harder and harder to build something that stands out, that is unique, that does things that other products don't already do.
Yeah.
And that delivers that value in a way that makes the user experience like great. Not just okay, but people go, oh, this is really nicely designed. This is really easy to use. This is really fast. This is really reliable. Like that standard just gets harder and harder because more and more amazing products are being developed all around the world that then set a new standard for what people think is great software.
Right. Right?
And if you want to have great software, that's a moving target that never ends.
Yeah, and it didn't used to be like that.
Let's talk about that, the history. You have a much longer history in developing software products than I do. How was it? Was it just slower, the same thing, but much slower, and it's accelerating?
You used to be able to take a feature out of a product and make it much better and create a lot of value for yourself and your customers as a result, where someone didn't need to replace another product to use yours.
Mm.
And usually that happened through you as a founder, future founder, starter of a business, whatever way you want to look at it, creator, looking at a category, using the products and being like, oh, this whole thing sucks, or this part of it sucks. So I think I can do it better. And I think there's other people like me. So then you would literally go build it, and people would actually come to you because that if you hit the mark on that thing being important enough, people would start using your product and they'd use it in addition to the other product. This is like, I would say the way it worked from like, since I started in about 2004, 2005 to probably 2011, 2012. Actually around 08, 09, it definitely got depressed because of the housing market and all that. So there were less startups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But by then Amazon was, AWS was just going at it, right? Providing a lot of value, for very little money in terms of you don't need servers anymore and anything. You just use AWS. And now AWS is like the backbone of every freaking software company that starts, you know. Sorry, all the other cloud companies, but they suck for starting compared to AWS today, whether it's free credits or whatever. So it's easier than ever to build software. In fact, like the multiple iterations of Kissmetrics that we built now can be built in less than a month.
Mm.
The whole thing. And I mean the hard parts of it, the tracking, the analytics, the scaling of it.
Yeah.
If you even remotely kind of know what you're doing as an engineer, you can figure out how to build that thing really fast. Well, before it would take us 3 months, 6 months, 9 months to get it to the same place we can get something in a month today.
Yeah.
So just the ability to create software that's complex, it's just much faster now, right? The ability, when there's a lot of stuff out there, there's also a lot of inspiration you can get. So the more software that's out there, the easier it is to look at it and be like, oh, great. They suck at these 10 different parts of it. We can just go build it. So it's just easier than ever to build more complex software would be the statement I would say. So in that scenario, you're sitting there and you either, one thing that's obvious is you just need to have you need to have a much better relationship with the customer.
Mm.
If you have a much better relationship with the customer, that might help you. Mm. So this is why the crop of us that are doing content marketing to educate the customer, we're building brands. And I know I've blogged